McNeil. Americans are commemorating the September 11th terror attacks with somber tributes, volunteer projects, and a new monument to victims. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Here in New York at the World Trade Center, thousands of victims, relatives, survivors, rescuers, and others are gathering at a solemn ceremony. Nearly 3,000 people died when hijacked planes slammed into the Twin Towers, the Pentagon, and a field near Shanksville, Pennsylvania. That's where President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania Trump are joining in observance at the new tower honoring victims, while Vice President Mike Pence is attending a ceremony at the Pentagon. I'm Julie Walker.
Along the U.S. East Coast, residents, first responders, and government officials are preparing for devastating winds and rain as the result of the approaching Hurricane Florence. National Hurricane Center specialist Dave Roberts says Florence is still a Category 4 hurricane.
In terms of the storm surge, you can look at possibly up to 4 to 6 feet above ground in the Carolinas and about 3 to 5 near the North Carolina-Virginia border, and again, including the inlets there.
The manager of Jimbo's restaurant in Wilmington, North Carolina, Rebecca Siegel, says it's hard to find the essentials needed to ride out Hurricane Florence.
The shelves are bare, and everybody needs water and gas cans and food, and I'm going to send my son to Lowe's to stand in line for a generator for 6 hours today.
Mandatory evacuation orders are in effect this Tuesday in 3 U.S. states as forecasters and officials urge people to get ready for the devastating winds and heavy rains. At least 20 people have been killed in a suicide bombing in eastern Afghanistan Tuesday. Officials say the attacker detonated his explosives amid a group of people staging a protest against a local militia commander. The demonstrators were gathered on the highway between the city of Jalalabad and a border crossing into Pakistan. This is VOA News. The Trump administration is responding to the release of a new best-selling book about U.S. President Donald Trump, his decision-making, and, of course, the administration. Investigative journalist Bob Woodward's Fear Trump in the White House is a highly critical look at Trump's chaotic 20-month presidency. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says it's silly that Bob Woodward's book mentions cabinet officials considered invoking the 25th Amendment to remove President Trump from office.
It's about as ridiculous as most of Bob Woodward's book. The fact that that's actually being honestly discussed is ridiculous.
Woodward has written books about 7 prior administrations and gained journalistic fame nearly 5 decades ago as one of the Washington Post reporters whose investigative stories about White House corruption helped drive President Richard Nixon from office. South Korean President Moon Jae-in Tuesday called for bold decisions to break the U.S.-North Korean impasse over denuclearization. His appeal comes ahead of a summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un next week in Pyongyang. The White House Monday confirmed that President Donald Trump received a letter from the North Korean leader requesting a second meeting following their June summit. Again, Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
The recent parade in North Korea, for once, was not about their nuclear arsenal. And this letter was further evidence of progress in that relationship. A number of things that have taken place, the remains have come back, the hostages have returned. There's been no testing of missiles or nuclear material. And, of course, the historic summit between the two leaders.
And she said it exhibited a continued commitment by Pyongyang to the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. According to a Reuters report, Britain is failing to protect thousands of children from being trafficked and enslaved, according to activists criticizing the government for lacking a clear strategy to stop girls from being sexually abused and gangs using young people as drug mules. The government's approach of tackling child trafficking is fragmented, according to the report, and young victims lack specialist care at a time when a record number of children and child slaves are being uncovered. That's according to the Anti-Trafficking Monitoring Group, and also a group of charities. In Britain, 2,118 children suspected to have been trafficked, mostly trapped in sexual exploitation, domestic servitude, or forced labor, and they were referred to the government last year. It said up to 66% on 2016, and the highest annual number on record ever. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. VOA 1.